You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, here we are again, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey, and talking about history and those types of things. I remember the days of Mike Fiers with the Brewers, and now I'm reading about the days of Mike Fiers with the Astros, going no-hitters and whatnot. He's the player of the week. What were you keeping track the other night when he was spending that beauty with the Astros?
Sure, absolutely. Following it throughout the game, and then the really neat experience for his former teammates was they beat the Nationals that night, and they come into the clubhouse, and they watch the final inning of Fiers no-hitter, everybody in uniform still, hanging on every pitch, and we were still outside. They had not yet opened the clubhouse to media. And when he got that final out, it was just a huge roar from inside the clubhouse. Those guys, I think did it along with him and enjoyed it along with Mike Fiers a little bit. You know, there's no hard feelings when you're in a game like this and you're teammates with somebody for as long as Mike Fiers was teammates with these guys. It's all joy that you feel for him, even if it happens for another organization, and in particular for Fiers, because his backstory is tremendous. 22nd round draft pick out of a small college in Florida, almost unscouted, unheralded, fights his way up to the big leagues, has great success, then has really the year from hell where he starts in the big leagues, is hit hard, sent down to the minors, takes a line drive off his pitching arm on his birthday and suffers a broken arm. And then, worst of all, he loses his mother who'd been battling illness for a long time. Really just a year that could have broken a lot of players. That was in 2013 for Mike Fiers. But he again fought his way back to the big leagues. He was solid for the Brewers down the stretch last year. He was solid for them on a bad team at the start of this year and drew some interest. And the Brewers did not want to trade him, Dave. He's 30 years old, but he's still entering. He's not yet in his arbitration season, so he's a guy who's club-controlled. And in many ways, the sort of player the Brewers sort of want to build around as they move forward. But in order to get the center fielder Brett Phillips in that deal, they had to include Mike Fiers. And if you look at all the players the Brewers got in their trades, they made another one now with Neil Kopp. So it's up to five trades now, traded away six big league players off Milwaukee's roster. But the top guy they got back looks like Brett Phillips. So in order to make that deal, you have to part with Mike Fiers. They feel like they have some other young pitching that they like, and that was actually, lo and behold, an area of a little bit of depth, and that's why they went ahead and made that deal.
Well, that's part of the deal. Sometimes you got to give a little to get a little. Now, one of the other guys that the Brewers got in that deal was Domingo Santana, who's been one of those guys just kind of moved around over the years, a big Phillies prospect, traded to the Astros in the Hunter Pence deal. Now a Brewer, and he's up. He's going to get a little time. Apparently, what in center field? What is the plan? What is going on in that outfield right now in Milwaukee?
Well, they traded away their center fielders, two Gold Glovers, in Carlos Gomez and Gerardo Parra. There isn't an obvious player to plug in there, so they've been using two guys, Shane Peterson, who's interesting in his own right, a former first baseman growing up who changed to the corner outfield spots after getting into pro ball. And now Domingo Santana, who's called up Friday and starts in center field. I mean, this is temporary. He is a corner outfielder for sure, probably a right fielder with the arm strength that he's got. But they're using him in center because they want to see what he can do with the bat. And so far, it's been pretty impressive. He's a power prospect, which, as we know in the game, is so highly valued right now. And the question is going to be for him moving forward, can he make enough contact to be a good big league hitter? He's done that since the trade. His numbers in AAA were excellent. And now he did it in AAA Colorado Springs, a great place to hit. Now let's see what he can do in the big league. And homered in his first game, the night that Mike Fiers threw that no-hitter. And a really interesting guy. And it sort of backs up, Dave, what we said a couple of weeks ago, that these trades sort of backed up the idea that Doug Melvin and the current Brewers front office believes that this is not a five-year rebuild, that this can be a short-term infusion of talent, and they can get back to contending more quickly. And I think the fact that Domingo Santana, one of the guys they picked up in these trades, is already in the big leagues, it kind of backs that idea up.
Well, yeah, and you know, if he's got a little power, that always helps. Everybody loves the Powerball, but Chris Davis has been more than providing his fair share in the month of August. You know, how do the pieces fit together?
Well, we'll see. For the long term, it's there's right now a lot of corner outfielders on this. You know, Chris Davis in left, Ryan Braun in right, and entering a five-year $105 million portion of his contract beginning next season. And now you have Domingo Santana up. It seems like someone has to go somewhere. So, you know, Ryan Braun at first base is an idea that's kind of been floated for a long time. The Brewers haven't wanted to do it because you don't want to move one of your cornerstone guys. He's a pretty good outfielder. And, you know, I just don't think they really want to mess with it. Chris Davis tried first base a long time ago in instructional league, and it was a no-go. Domingo Santana, I don't know. You want to move a guy who's just getting up to the big league. You want to mess with his position. So that's an issue that they're going to have to sort out moving forward. Is there another trade involved, or does one of those guys move? And then they'll have to find a center fielder. And eventually it's Brett Phillips, the player we just talked about, who came over in that Astros deal. But he's at AA this year, and the Brewers really like to do this step-by-step progression. So you figure he's going to begin next year at AAA, and they're going to have to fill in. That's one of the positions that they're going to have to look at over the offseason. They're puzzle pieces for this new GM are center field and third base. Those are the kind of two big ones. Eventually first base, because you have Adam Lind going into the last year of his deal. But for now, it's center field, third base. And by the way, very difficult positions to fill. Third base is not deep in Major League Baseball. And center field is always a challenging spot. So it's there's going to have to be a hard look by whoever this new general manager is at what they want to do. Fill that for the short term and then see what you've got in these prospects, or try to acquire someone with more of a long-term lens.
There's plenty of that Rubik's Cube left to go around, I guess. So, and real quick, last thing, Jonathan Lucroy is hitting home runs for you now.
Well, Jonathan Lucroy is, yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. he wasn't real. The other night, Madison Bumgarner hit his fifth homer, and me being smart aleck, you know, pointed out the fact, the undeniable fact that Madison Bumgarner had more home runs than Jonathan Lucroy, 5-4, and Lucroy ran fourth in MVP balloting last year. So I got a little bit of guff the next day for that, good-naturedly. And then, yeah, he goes out and hits a homer in the series finale. I was really hoping for, like, a point up to the press box, but sadly it didn't happen. Yeah, you know, he's got important games here because this guy was their best player last season. As I said, fourth in MVP balloting, established himself, you know, in the Buster Posey's of this game. And this season has been a nightmare, a terrible start. Then he breaks his toe, missed 5 or 6 weeks, and has been kind of fighting and clawing back ever since. The power is way down. The doubles are way down after leading the league last year. And he has an opportunity to feel good about himself going into the offseason. And you know, Craig Counsell has made the point that the Brewers are not going to the playoffs. That's their reality. But that there are things individually that a lot of these different players have to play for. And I think Jonathan Lucroy is high on that list. He doesn't need to prove himself as a major leaguer, but I think he needs to get a good taste in his mouth to go into the winter and then sort of come back and try to attack next season. He's another contract worth looking at and another potential trade chip if this new general manager decides to go big, so to speak. Lucroy is signed next year, and then he has a really friendly club option for 2017. So his value, especially if he can put a good finish on this season, is really high right now. And like Carlos Gomez, who they traded with some time left on his deal, you can maximize players' value if you choose to trade them at a certain time. That's a tough one because of how important he is to the pitching staff, but it certainly is going to be part of this interview process as Mark Atanasio tries to solicit opinions on his club and tries to pick the next GM. I'm certain that he's going to ask everybody about Jonathan Lucroy and what they would do, how they would handle this situation.
Yeah, if indeed you are his power muse, you might, you know, might be a package deal. Adam, I know you've got a lot going on, probably batting practice or something coming up. But as always, appreciate the time, and we'll catch up again next week.
All right, Dave, see you then.
Okay, there he goes. Adam McAlvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.